Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 300, The Lord is Enough. I want you to hear these words. Let them settle. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Lamentations 3, verses 24 and 25. Now I need you to know where those words were written. Not in a full sanctuary on a good Sunday morning. Not in a season of blessing and overflow. They were written in the ruins. Jerusalem had been destroyed. The people had been torn from their land, carried off into exile. Jeremiah was sitting in the rubble, and it was there, in that heavy silence of loss, that he opened his mouth and said, "The Lord is my portion." This is not the poetry of a man who has everything. This is the faith of a man who has lost nearly everything, and has found that he still has what matters most. Think about what a portion meant in Israel. It wasn't just money. It was land. It was security. It was identity, the inheritance that guaranteed your family's future, generation to generation. To declare that the Lord Himself is your portion is to say something radical. He is not merely a resource I turn to when I run out of options. He is everything I need. When God is your portion, no other loss is final. Nothing you lose down here takes away what you have in Him. And then comes this small word that carries enormous weight. Therefore. Therefore I will hope in Him. Jeremiah does not wait because things have gotten better. He waits because God has not changed. That word, therefore, connects what he possesses to what he chooses. The possession comes first. He is my portion. The posture follows, therefore I will hope in him. Christian hope is not optimism. It is not pretending everything is fine. It is the firm decision to trust the one who stands above circumstances, even when the circumstances are screaming something different. And verse 25 arrives like a concrete promise, like a beam that holds up the roof. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Waiting is not passivity. Waiting is active faith. It is the refusal to live as though God has forgotten you. Jesus showed us the face of this Father. He is the Father who sees His Son still far off and runs. Runs. That is the God you are waiting on. And seeking Him is not performance. It is not a ritual you do to earn His attention. It is the natural movement of a soul that already knows where its portion is found. In Christ, the path to the Father is open. There is no barrier, no wall between you and Him. Every morning is an invitation, and He already has His eyes on you before you ever open yours. So today, do this one thing before breakfast this morning. Stop. Just 2 minutes. Place your hand on your chest, right over your heart, and say out loud, "The Lord is my portion, therefore I will hope in Him today." Don't whisper it. Say it. Let your own voice hear that declaration. Begin the day from that foundation, not from what you still lack, but from the one you already have. Stay close to God. Pray. Then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.